Hello, welcome to the final podcast episode of July in this little mini series where we are talking about simplifying everything in your motherhood that's not a pile of stuff on your floor or your couch or wherever else. We talk about decluttering the physical stuff in your home all of the time. And I've really loved this last month of getting to talk to you about simplifying everything else. And I want to end it by talking about decluttering your mom guilt. Mom guilt sucks. It's got to go. And so let's start off with the definition of guilt. So guilt is when you feel like you did something wrong or bad, but it doesn't actually mean that you did. You can feel guilt without having done anything wrong or without having done anything bad, but you still feel like you did. And a lot of times for moms, I think our guilt comes from having unrealistic and unfair expectations of ourselves, but also unrealistic and unfair expectations that other people put onto us. I think it's having lack of clarity in what we actually have to do and what we don't have to do, releasing all of those labels and demands that we put on ourselves. And inside of my course, Motherhood Simplified, I actually have an entire program designed to help you figure all of this out, let go of those labels, let go of those expectations, identify where they're coming from and who they're coming from, and are they going to stay or go, and decluttering your mind and your heart and all of these things. And this podcast episode, I'm going to do my best to give you like a condensed version of what you actually get inside of that course. And I'm going to start with telling you a story time. So as a new mom, I instantly felt like I had to do all of the things and have all of the things for my kids. I had to go to the story times. I had to have the coolest and best toys. And I don't even know where I picked up the belief that if I wasn't the one doing 100% of the caretaking, the housework, the career, at the time I was in college, if I wasn't doing all of those things and doing them at 100% capacity, that I wasn't a good mom. And I felt guilt for wanting time alone and guilt for needing a break. And I really think that it's because societally we have all of this pressure on ourselves. And we had that before social media was around, before I remember when Pinterest first came out and you had to get an invitation only to Pinterest, and thinking that my life needed to be a Pinterest board and thinking that my home needed to be a high quality store, like a high quality toy store. We had to have everything, basically have a little craft store inside of my home because that's how crafty I was. And we needed to have our days laid out like a lesson plan. I'm a former teacher, so I had that embedded in me as well. And the guilt that I carried for never achieving those expectations in my reality was crushing. And not only did I have these idealistic expectations deeply embedded into my mind, I also had a ton of everyday responsibilities that had to actually be done. I had to go to work. I was going to school. I had to cook. I had to educate my kids. I had to raise kids, which in general is just demanding, like pull them apart, refereeing, stop fighting, stop climbing the counters, turn up the sink. Why did you pour soap all over the floor? And I like had these idealistic, not even possible expectations in my mind about everything I wasn't doing, and felt so bad that it wasn't my reality. It's so unfair. So not only was I carrying all of that weight, but I was carrying that weight alone because everyone around me was just as consumed by their own motherhoods and their own lives and their own everything else that they had going on. And as mothers, we just don't have communities like we used to. We don't have the help like we used to. And even just trying to create or find a community that we can fit into and give and get support from is just another thing on our to-do list that doesn't always get done. And it's exhausting. And so then on top of all of these things that I have to do on a daily basis, I was also living in a very cluttered home, which was impossible to manage and is a totally different story. Listen to any of the other podcast episodes to hear about that. But what I know now, obviously society has a lot to do with the guilt that we carry, but a lot of my guilt actually stemmed from my clutter and the stuff in my home. I had guilt that I needed all of the things for my kids. And no matter how much we had, it still wasn't enough to match my ideals, or wasn't good enough, or wasn't the right kind of stuff, or I couldn't afford the kind of toys that I thought I should have. And so I had guilt for that. But then on the other side, I had guilt that I couldn't even use everything we had, and I couldn't keep it organized. So I felt guilty for that we had all of this perfectly good stuff that we weren't even using, and guilt that I couldn't figure out how to get my life together enough to actually enjoy what we did have. And then I had guilt for how it made all of that stuff made me so disconnected from my kids, because we have all of these things to do that should be fun and educational and like Pinteresty or whatever. And I'm not doing it. And not only am I not doing it, but I'm feeling so disconnected from my kids. And I felt guilt for that. And a lot of these things, the guilt was pointing me in the right direction, because guilt shows us what we need to change or what we need to work on, unless it's guilt about something that doesn't matter at all. And so I'm sharing this with you because it's a complicated thing to like understand why we feel guilt. Do we feel guilt because other people are putting expectations on us that we can't reach? Are we putting expectations on ourselves that we can't reach? And are we really missing the things that we should be doing? So how do we untangle all of that? Number one, declutter your social media. Stop following what other people are doing. Stop thinking that motherhood means that you are a craft store or you are a teacher who follows the most perfect lesson plan. Let it go. It's enough to just be with your kids and not have it be photo worthy. It's okay. It is totally okay to do that. Now, societally, you're going to have to just deconstruct these messages that are around us. Okay. And it can come from many things. It can come from history that we learned as kids. It could come from your religions. It could be from your family dynamics. It could come from how we were raised. But a lot of times we feel guilt. Like here, let's talk about this one, women's rights. We as women got a whole lot of rights granted back to us in like the 60s. We're allowed to vote. We can work. And so we feel guilt for maybe you do, maybe you don't, but a lot of us feel guilt for not utilizing those rights to work and to be outside of the home and have equal opportunities. We feel guilt for that. And then we feel guilt for staying home. And it's just crazy. Or maybe your religion has these expectations that they put on you and it doesn't match what you want for your life. And so you feel guilty. Or maybe your family has these expectations ingrained in you that don't work for you. And so you feel guilty. Or maybe you were raised to believe that you were supposed to be something that you don't want to be. And so you feel guilty, right? So deconstruct all of these things that you see coming at you, all of these messages coming at you, telling you what you should do, how you should be. And do what you can to let that go. Now, I will say inside of my course, Motherhood Simplified, I've broken this down into very actionable steps to do this by decluttering your mind, and it goes sequentially. So if you want to get the full program to help you deconstruct all of this stuff in your mind and your heart and your role as a mother and your relationships and creating boundaries to protect that, get into the course, Motherhood Simplified. It enrollment closes the end of July. Also realize that our role models lived in a very different time than us. They had very different expectations than we have in our motherhood now. Our older generations, who are our role models and we can learn a lot from, lived in a very different way. They did not have social media. They did not have the internet. They did not have Pinterest. They did not have mom blogs telling us that this is how you should play with your kids. This is how you should craft with your kids. And they for sure were not pressured to do every single thing on their own to these extreme levels in all areas of life all at once. They didn't have that. And so if they did have that all being thrown at them in the way that we do, their heads would explode. And I tell you that not to be like, we're the more resilient generation. I tell you that because that's how overwhelmed we are. That's how normalized we are at being overwhelmed and at being bombarded with all of these messages and information and expectations and photos and unfair visions of what motherhood should be at our fingertips, literally all of the time. And so we can glean wisdom from our family and from society and from people who have gone before us. And we can also recognize that the way that we live now is unique and it's demanding, it's overstimulating. And I want to encourage you to release the things that aren't yours that are causing you guilt. And I know that it's not that simple, which is why the Motherhood Simplified course lays it out for you so that you can untangle all of this in a simple way. Because if it was as easy as saying, just let go of your guilt, like we all would have done it by now. But here are some things that you can start. Like I said, this is a condensed version of what's inside of my course, Motherhood Simplified, but you can declutter your social media or at least simplify it. Put some strict boundaries and limitations on what you consume in social media. Simplify your to-do list. Get clear on what you do and don't have to do. Get clear on your priorities and your obligations and distinguish between the things that you have to do and you really don't have to do. So that's it. Those are the things that you can do to help start to untangle this for yourself, to let go of that guilt and actually step into a motherhood that feels good and aligned for you. Because when we feel guilt, it really just means that we are not living in alignment with our beliefs and our values, and our expectations are not realistic and they are not serving us. And so getting to a place where you are aligned and that can work for you is key to releasing your mom guilt. So that being said, final plug for it, get into the Motherhood Simplified course. I close enrollment at the end of July. I don't know when I'm going to offer it again. If you've listened to the previous episodes, you'll understand the story of why. If you haven't listened to those episodes, go listen to those episodes. But this last month in July has been a joy getting to process this with you and share how my motherhood has evolved, how I got through that very demanding season of life, all of the new tips and tricks and insights that I have learned to share with you so that you can master your motherhood and make it feel good for you. I stopped offering this course in 2020 and I closed it down for just over a year because it wasn't aligned with me. I was struggling. It wasn't working. I had no self-care. I had no routines. I had no rhythms. I was shaking in my boundaries and I had to really uproot it all and recreate it. And that's what I've put into this course. And I'm really honored, deeply honored to be able to support all of you who have enrolled in it, all of you who will enroll in it. I do put a lot of time and energy into supporting the moms inside of this course and the community surrounding it, which is why it's only open for the month of July. I am in a season of life right now where I can do that. I don't know when I will be in this space again. So get it while it's there. You get instant and lifetime access. So it's not like you have to do anything with it today. You can save it for a rainy day whenever you want it. It's super affordable. And I would love to see you inside of it. So motherhoodsimplified.com/motherhood-simplified-2021. Or you can just find the link in the show notes or in the description of this video. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. Thank you so much for hanging with me for all of these episodes. Thank you so much for hanging with me during the month of July as we got all of this out on the table. And I hope it was helpful for you. I love getting to share with you, and I will see you all on the next episode. Oh, and you guys could probably hear the baby in the background.